We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Connector, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
If I could perform miracles, my first miracle would be rearranging all the stars in the galaxy. And with the million stars I write new words to the music above. I would use that old moon for a punctuation mark.
Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditations, sound baths, a little sound healing, guided meditations, like I said, wellness chats, and to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. How y'all feeling this rising? You feeling good? I surely hope that you are, because I'm feeling good. You know, it's been a cute weekend thus far. Friendship, positive expressions, lots of contemplation and realizations, and I like that. You know, it's a great time for transformation if you are open to it. So right now we are starting off with a little instrumental vibe. Okay, we have Addicted by Iman Omari. So he has this project called Higher and Higher Loops, and it's just full of loops, you know, just meant to take you higher and higher, to get you into that vibe, you know what I'm saying? And whether you're sipping all of something, smoking all of something to help you relax, let's get our rising started together as we go into a little Andre 3000, okay? the Flute album blessed me. I don't know if it blessed y'all, but this is 93 till infinity and Beyonce. I'm gonna let y'all sit with this and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Just tuning in, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Carrie Lee, and this is Healing Frequencies. We're currently listening to Robert Glasper, Maiden Voyage, Everything in Its Right Place. Speaking of things being in their right place, there's something that's been on my mind lately. Where I am in life right now, me and my friends, we always have these very introspective conversations, like had more of them last night. And just knowing that, like, things are happening, guys. Like, I hope that in your own individual life that you are able to find the silver lining always, that you're always able to see the why, the what, so that you can find peace within your situation every time. I'm a firm believer that everything is always working out for our good. And if I'm holding that belief, I feel like my reality will reflect that completely, as will yours. So I want you guys to think about the things that have been going right. What goals have you set for yourself? Or what things did you speak out loud that you wanted to do that you are now seeing come to pass? For myself, I'll go first. I think about the events that I've had in mind, right? From the event that I've done called the Sweet Tea Social Sound Healing events, and just wanting to share the things that make me happy from frequencies, sound healing, like I was saying, sharing music or making teas for people to sit and enjoy, different medicinal teas, and you know, bringing out different DJs, or you know, exposing, you know, my community and beyond to something new, something different, something to make you something to get you curious and to make you want to explore a little bit more. And so these are things that I've spoken over a year ago. And to kind of watch those things happen now, it's like, oh my God, look at you doing it, girl. You're doing the things. And in moments when I may be feeling unsatisfied about the way some things are not working out, it's like, girl, lean into the gratitude, okay? Lean into what you know to be true, okay? You are alive and well. I have the activity and the function of my limbs, okay? I'm able to connect with you guys. I'm able to talk with you guys right now. I have the capacity to take a deep breath, okay? Like, there's so many things to be grateful for, okay? And even the things that may not have gone to a plan that I had in my little mind, you know, like, even though those things may not have gone exactly how I might have imagined it, what did come from it was more than I could expect, you know, and required less of me. It's just like, just flow with it, baby. So I hope that you guys are flowing in your everyday life. I hope that you guys are excited about your day. You're excited about your week. You're excited about your future altogether. Okay? Stay curious, my friends. Stay curious about the next step on your journey. You know, speaking of journeys, I love me a little side quest, y'all. I love to pick up and do something different, you know. And I mean, people would say that's a sign of ADHD, you know. Who knows? But I love being taken down a random path, you know. I guess it's like that book, The Alchemist. I don't know if you guys have, I almost said watched it. You can't watch a book. If you guys have read that book, or even listen to the audio book, but you know, it was following the journey of someone who started off doing something, right? They had another goal in mind, but as they stepped out on their journey, like, different things came about, you know, mishaps, as one would think, you know. But if that hadn't happened, it wouldn't have led them to something that was extremely valuable that they needed to pick up and add to themselves during their journey. You know, and I kind of look at my life like that, right? It's like, sometimes I'll just pick up and go based off of a hunch, a feeling in the moment, and I don't know what to expect. But once I take that step out and I get going, and I kind of see, I allow the lessons, the journey to be revealed to me, I'm often in for a pleasant surprise. I meet really cool people. I learn something unique. I discover something else about myself. So I hope you guys are encouraged to stay curious, stay excited with the energy of a young child, right? Knowing that you're safe and that you're taken care of, but just like, let's just go do it. Let's just see what happens. As we continue to listen to the vibes on today, we're going to go into Moonchild, okay? This song is called The Cure.
Time isn't right.
to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. I hope y'all are still feeling good. We're still in this 7 o'clock hour. You know, it's still a little bit humid. We had some rain last night, y'all. Like, honestly, I was outside doing some vending events. I know we have a cigar festival going on in downtown Memphis. And, you know, I pulled up to offer up some herbs, some sweet tea to the people. And when I tell you, that rain and that wind came through. Like, you about to do what, where? No, you're not. But I was definitely able to connect and share some stuff with some people. But we saw a beautiful rainbow and was like, oh, I guess we're good now. Mm-mm. That wind almost took our tent off. Like, but it was still cool. It was a beautiful day prior to all of that. And of course, there's beauty in rain too. But right now, honestly, waking up after fresh rain, I don't know about y'all, but it feels good to me. I don't know, everything feels fresh, you know? It's kind of like, all right, we got a clean slate. What we doing with it? Okay, so I think that we should get into a quick little, let me say a little breath work, a little guided meditation, you know? What you guys think about that? While we are listening to Kiefer, this is Most Beautiful Girl. I really like his instrumentals. I came across his music randomly and I'm like, now wait a minute, now this is good. Like, I'm a big melody person, you know, before I am a lyric girly. So how the music makes me feel, the instruments, all of that stuff is what catches me first. And then later I'm like, wait, now what was they saying? So, you know, I've been enjoying these instrumentals lately. Like, they've been blessing you, girl, real good. But yeah, we are about to get into a little guided meditation, a little breath work. Let's try to center and gather ourselves. So, while we are transitioning into the next song, I want you to find yourself in a comfortable position. Allow yourself to, well, if you can, close your eyes. You can flutter them closed. You can lay back. If you are on the road in pursuit, keep your eyes open, okay? But allow your body to get into a restful state, or allow your mind to get into a restful state, okay? And this is Kicking It Alone by Kiefer. And I want us to begin by taking deep breaths in through our nose and out through our mouths. If you're feeling any tension in your body, feel free to wiggle it out, shake it out, roll your wrist, roll your shoulders, your head, your neck. If you're laying down or sitting down, try to roll your ankles, get that blood circulating. Wake the body up. If you can, give a good stretch. Reach your hands above your head. I'm doing it right now too. Reach above your head. Open your chest. Spread your arms out. Open your lungs and take in a full deep breath. Pulling in all the goodness that you want to receive on today. Take note of how the breath feels entering your lungs. Does it feel cool? Does it feel warm? Do you feel pain when you take a deep breath? Continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want us to focus on different parts of our body, right? Focus on breathing into different areas of our body where we might be feeling any tension or discomforts. So for some of us, that may be the tightness in our shoulders. A lot of us, we are very hard workers out here, so, and sometimes we just don't sleep good. We're not sleeping on the proper pillows. We're not giving our body the opportunity to actually relax. So take this moment to show love to the tense parts of your body, to those shoulders, and breathe into it. And with every exhale, imagine yourself removing that tension, releasing it. And work your way to your arms, your elbows, your wrist. Feel the breath as it enters and exits. Move your attention to your heart center. Feel free to place your hand over your chest if you like. Take notice of how your hand rises and falls with every inhale and exhale. Feel the coolness of your breath as it enters and exits your nostrils. When you think about your heart center, how is it feeling? Are you feeling at peace? Are you feeling hopeful? Are you feeling sad? In this moment, feel free to honor those feelings. They are valid. And then you can decide if you want to choose to feel that way in this moment and do your best to make that change. Coincidentally, this song is called Reinvent Yourself. Knowing that you have a choice every moment, moment to moment, to change how you feel, to decide the reality that you want to experience in the moment. So continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. If your hands are still over your heart space as you're breathing deeply, you can move your hands down to your abdomen, to your stomach area, and take deep breaths. In this area, we often feel our anxiousness, our worries, our fear. And I want you to breathe peace and excitement and joy into your body. Pull it into your belly. Pull your attention to your hip area, where we hold a lot of tension, and allow that to release. If you need to make any adjustments, stretch or lean to the side, feel free to do that for yourself. Work your way down to your legs, to your knees. Show love to your joints for holding you together, for holding you down thus far. Sometimes as we get older, we start fussing about our joints and how our body is feeling, but they're doing their best. Our body is working hard for us every day. So let's try to be kind to it. And as we come to the end of this, you know, mindful moment, you can continue to kind of shoot that energy through your ankles, through your feet, send it back into the earth. Take in another full deep breath and exhale. You can do an audible exhale. Let out a nice sigh. And know that all is well. Know that you are loved. And remember to stay in a state of gratitude at all times. There's always something that you can find to be grateful for. Again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. Thank you for spending the time with me and, you know, joining me on these little mindful moments. And we're going to lean into another Robert Glasper song, Afro Blue, featuring Erykah Badu.
Return the light, Afro Blow. Two lovers are face to face with undulating grace. Your gently sway and slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, go for you. Return the
your body, babe, by my side, candlelight inside, take a hold on me. I said, oh la 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 la, you sweeten me open
a little,
and I can't get you off my mind now. I must have tried 100,000 times now, but something about that oh la 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 is keeping me holding on, and I can't let go now. Give me a rush now, sugar.
Say, oh,
you're my cinnamon crush now, sugar.
Say, oh,
we're keeping it hush now, sugar.
Say, oh,
sugar.
want you next to me, by my side. Won't you hold me close, no slipping away? It's like ooh la 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 la, 'cause I want you more than
a little.
Been waiting for you all my life. I never thought that I could find your love. I think that I'm ready. Take me on a sugar high.
WYXR 91.7 FM, and you're listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We've just been listening to Jacob Collier's Cinnamon Crush featuring Lindsay. Okay, I love this song. It's so cute. Okay, so we are about to go into a beautiful song called Distraction by Second. And while we do that, okay, I don't want to distract you from the Distraction song. However, I need y'all to get into this rest deck, okay? I did pull a couple of cards for y'all to give us a little direction, okay? Let me lean into this song real quick. Hold on. Let me give this its moment, and I'm going to come right back with these cards for you, okay? So boom, the cards, okay? So I pulled two of them, And one of them say, rest is a lifelong practice, okay? And the back of it says, what if you, oh, that smack was crazy, excuse me, y'all. What if you rejoiced at the beauty of this being a lifelong, meticulous love practice? What if you listened to what your body is trying to tell you? What if you took your time more? What if the way to healing is waiting for you in a nap? Come on, I know that's right. What if you accepted that you don't have to fully unravel from grind culture immediately? Things to ponder. Okay, and the other card says, I will reject anything that degrades my divinity. I like this. I like it a lot. Okay, on the back it says, when you overwork and exhaust yourself, there is no space for the magic and mystery of rest to move in your life. Your worth is not tied to how much you produce. Remember what is true. Your invitation to deprogram from the brainwashing of grind culture is always present. Reject the things that stand in the way of rest. You are a human being worthy of rest. Yes, I love that. I will reject anything that degrades my divinity. It makes me think, like, how do y'all feel about yourselves? Like, do you really love yourself, right? Do you like yourself, okay? Do you feel worthy? Do you feel like you deserve things? Like, even things like rest, right? Like, do you feel like you deserve that? I know sometimes we can be hard on ourselves and kind of, I used to say, like, go on strike, right? When I'm trying to get something done and I feel like I'm on a tight time constraint or something like that, I will, like, not eat or something. I'm like, no, I won't eat or I won't do this until I finish this. And it's like, now, girl, why would you do that? Like, you don't deserve that. Like, take the time to feed yourself properly. Take the time to sit and take a breath so that you can be better prepared or better equipped to get done what you need to get done, right? But yes, when it comes to not allowing things to degrade your divinity, it's just like, first of all, how do you even view yourself? Like, you know, do you see yourself not above anybody, but do you see yourself as lower than anybody or anything? Do you feel like things have control or power over you? You know, because when you give your power away, you know, that's degrading your divinity. So be mindful of it, okay? Okay, this song is Do Over by Brayla. I'm going to prepare the self-care deck for you guys while we lean into the rest of this song.
Open road, open mind. Let me be a weekend, baby.
again. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. And this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. And I have to come back with another second song, right? Okay? Because I love this one. This one is called Don't Leave Me. And I'll be right back after this song with our self-care card.
For grass to grow, I bring us back from the dead, but I still relive the pain. Take a step now, trying to get us out this mess. God knows we've been unhappy, but we've gotta find a way.
Guys, for joining me for this hour. Right before we wrap, we're gonna get into these cards, right? So one of the cards that came out was chanting, drink tea, energy work, and look to the stars. I mean, these cards are usually very straight to the point, in my opinion. Like, for one, okay, let me say, going back to chanting, I mean, everyone might not know what that is, but when it comes to, like, you ever heard of, like, like the sound when people are, I guess, into yoga practices or have an understanding of, like, the chakra points in your energetic centers and how there is a sound that resonates with each of these chakras. But the prompt that comes with chanting is, how is your voice being heard? Do you feel like your voice is being heard, right? Also, this song that's coming on right now is More by God, okay? Also, the homies, as well as Second. Okay, energy work. And the picture of the energy work one has a picture of someone, you know, sitting in lotus position, and they are basically getting into a meditative state, allowing themselves to get balanced. Okay? Resting the body as well as the mind. Drink tea came out. You know, I'm one of those tea herbal girlies, so I'm always going to encourage you guys to, you know, try to put things in your body, different teas and stuff that is good for your immune system, for your health. Okay, and then this tea is yummy. Okay, get those nutrients and those vitamins. Okay, and then look to the stars. I don't know where you guys are located, but if you are in a position where you can get a good look at the sky at nighttime, do it. Okay, because I'm a stargazer. Okay, I love to look up at the night sky because it just reminds me of how small but big I am at the same time, right? It's like there's so many worlds out there that we have no idea about, right? So, and something about that gets me excited. You know, it just lets me know that there's way more possibility out there than I could ever expect, okay? I love this song more than enough, okay? So I want you guys to keep that in mind as we, you know, kind of work our way out of this hour. I had a good time with y'all today. Y'all definitely woke me up. Okay, so lean into this, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. Like they said in the song, you know, love on your people, okay? And speak kind about yourself, speak kind about others. And again, you've been listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. And I'm signing off.
Just a